You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Welcome to Divisional Round Weekend. Yes, it's the round of eight in the NFL. The Broncos are one of the last eight teams, and I'm right here for another mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thank you, as always, for joining me right here on DenverBroncos.com. And let's get started with the first question from Mike DeSico, who asks, Chris Harris had harsh words for coaches and players who are no longer here. How on target was he with those criticisms? Well, there definitely was something to what Chris Harris said as far as the focus not being there last year. And he talked about how, you know, coaches and players kind of were thinking about other things leading into what proved to be a very bad divisional round loss to the Colts. You remember that Jack Del Rio and Adam Gase, they interviewed for jobs. You remember the day of the game, Jay Glazer on Fox Sports going on with a report saying that John Fox was thinking about the Chicago job if things didn't work out in Denver. Clearly the focus wasn't on that game from the coaching side. And then from players as well, you had guys, a lot of guys with their contracts expiring, guys may have been thinking about that as well, or as often will be said, guys were thinking about getting paid. That's something you don't sense this year. Look, there are a lot of expiring contracts coming up, and certainly those players that have those expiring contracts, their future is on their minds, but it hasn't bled over into the entire locker room. I see a lot more focus this year, and of course, no coaches are interviewing for jobs elsewhere right now. Their focus is on the here and now in this game. So I do think Chris Harris's criticisms was of last year's approach are justified. At the same time, I don't think you're seeing that from this year's Broncos. I think they're on point, ready to go. If they lose, it won't be because they're not focused. Our next question is from Joseph Soulian, or Soulian, and if I mispronounce your name, I deeply apologize. He asks, what do you like most about this year's offensive line? Well, I like the potential of it above all. It's still defined by what it is becoming. That's what happens when you've used so many young starters like Tyson Brailo earlier this year before he got hurt, Max Garcia starting games recently, Matt Parrott is starting games recently, Michael Schofield starting most of the season. You're looking at what it can be as much as what it is right now. I think certainly with Parrott, Garcia, Cimbrello, you've found three guys who can be long-term starters going forward. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Michael Schofield. He's shown promise as a run blocker. We all know about his issues in pass protection the last few weeks, but at least one part of his game is going very well, and he's been an asset there. And frankly, Schofield has been one of the reasons why the Broncos have a running game that is sixth in yardage, eight in average per carry since the Green Bay game back on November the 1st. So basically what I like is the potential, and as Gary Kubiak said in leading up to the season, A, we're going to be young, it's not necessarily a bad thing, and B, if you can hit on this offensive line, you've got a chance to have this group together and be good for a long time. It'll be interesting to see what happens going forward with Cimbrello coming off the injury, what happens at the tackle spots, but I think the Broncos have a good core to work with. You can add some parts. Watch for a guy like Robert Myers to compete for some playing time next summer. They like him a lot, liked him enough to pluck him off Baltimore's practice squad. But I think you look at this offensive line right now, and there's a lot of components that you're going to see going forward. And especially, I think, above all, Matt Paradis and Max Garcia. Those two guys are going to be a very nice interior combo for a long time, I think. Thanks for the questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag when I think we all hope the Broncos will be getting ready for an AFC championship game, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver and use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.